Hello, I'm Lee Green with Point Remove Brewing Company in Morrilton, Arkansas. You're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
If you don't know what I'm sipping on, better check it, better get it from Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Tip your glass by the beats, son. I'm drinking on something that'll never be gone. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast. Modern Brews and Beats Podcast.
Episode 199 of Modern Brews and Beats. I'm JW Richard, Jerry Richard with NTX Beer, and that's NTX underscore beer on the socials and ntxbeer.net. And with me is Cool Tony D out of Morrilton, Arkansas. Tony, we're at 199, man. How are you doing?
199, man. I'm excited. I'm doing good, man. It's a nice evening here in central Arkansas. Some storms approaching. Mm-hmm. Tonight, but it's that time of year, so and what else do, I don't even know what I can't expect nothing less, you know. It's just, well, that time of year.
As long as it's nothing like what Houston experienced a few days ago, you should be fine. No,
yes,
touching the ground.
Yeah, no, don't want that here in the mm-hmm. River Valley. Let's keep those things out of here for sure.
Absolutely. So tonight we're gonna have a late-ass album review. And yes, this is a special album that is 30 years old this year. So I'll let you do the full introduction for that. But first, do you have a show reference for 199? We didn't have one for 198, so yeah, just want to check in for this one.
It's been a minute. I know Angie's mm-hmm. going to call me out because it's been a minute, but it is. Yeah. I'm sorry, Angie, but I got one tonight for you. And This one is one that I was kind of saving for 199. So, I'm just going to set it up, man. The person I'm going to talk about for this show reference, he's the best to ever do it, Jerry. And I tend to agree.
Do his
profession.
Ah, okay.
And I tend to agree. I couldn't stand this person, this player, for most of his career. But they claim he's the greatest pro quarterback of all time. And he was drafted in the year 2000 at pick 199. And that's Tom Brady. That's my show reference for tonight, dude. I know recently he had the roast of Tom Brady that was on Netflix, and dude, I tried to watch it. It was rough, man. I felt uncomfortable, and they weren't even talking about me. It's like, yeah, you know. But an amazing story. If you ever see, I mean, the guy has about two or three documentaries out. Drafted in the sixth round at pick 199, and he goes on to literally be the best to ever do it. And it's luckily, as a Cowboy fan, we didn't have to play him that often. But when you knew that something serious is on the line, like a championship, his mm-hmm. team and his play at quarterback was going to show up. So that's my show reference for show 199, pick 199 in the 2000 draft. Tom Brady, dude.
Wow. Okay. Solid pick. I definitely would not have known of him being the 199th pick.
Yeah.
But crazy. That's wild. Crazy. You know, come in, get picked last, come in first. You know, what can you do?
Yeah, you know? For sure.
Drinking anything this week, or if you had something in the last week that's kind of a standout?
Man, so tonight for the show, I'm drinking the Victory Pale Ale by Diamond Bear in Little Rock. Crack this open real quick for you, Jerry, and take my little sip here. Now, one of the first times I ever had this beer, I was at the Arkansas Travelers baseball game in Little Rock, North Little Rock, excuse me. And that is the AA baseball affiliate of the Seattle Mariners here in Central Arkansas. And nice. when I first had this, I was like, damn, that's really good. So every time I drink this brew, I think of baseball. And I'm a big fan of going to minor league stadiums, by the way. You can get in, get out. The beer and drinks aren't that expensive. So this is what this reminds me of. And I believe it's right around the corner from the stadium. I haven't been to the tap room yet, but I hope to do that soon. So, yeah, that's what I'm drinking. A Victory English-style Pale Ale from Diamond Bear, my man.
Very cool. Diamond Bear Brewing
Company. What about you? What you sipping on this evening?
So not sipping on anything right now, but one thing that was a standout, I actually visited Happy Hippie in Richardson, which is near Lockwood, Lockwood Distilling. I hope I get that
Lockwood.
Right. First time at Happy Hippie. I mean, the space is good. You know, you have a lot of, you have some bands and things going on. They had a smoked beer on the menu. And of course, you know, I was going to go to the smoked beer first. Uh-huh. Right. That's you, so that's you. There's a beer called Smoke on the Water. And it was, it's a cayenne infused smoke porter. Right. So you've got that little smoke and a little bit of heat. Right. I was fine with it. I mean, I really thought it was a very approachable beer. It wasn't too heavy on the smoke, but the smoke was good. It wasn't like liquid smoke. It tasted like wood smoke. So I appreciate that. Okay. And the cayenne was more towards the back. You get a little bit of heat in the back of your mouth, but it wasn't too much. You know, I have had some pepper beers where they kind of get a little overboard and it's like, okay, that's like a tail of something that's like, you know, shocking the back of my throat. But this was actually pretty good. And I think it was only 6%, although I had I not seen what the ABV was, I would have thought it was like 5% because it tastes really approachable, light beer. You know, just, it tasted like essentially a dark lager, a Schwartz beer with a little bit of smoke and pepper. So it was it's a porter, at least by the style they've listed it as, but I thought it was pretty good. So Smoke on the Water by Happy Hippie Brewing out of Richardson, Texas.
Nice, man. I might have to check that out.
Yeah. When you come into town, we'll have to see if we can make some time up there. What have you been listening to this week? There's been quite a few albums to come out in this past week or so. So I'm curious what you've been listening to.
Yeah. And, you know, so on this show, I always say, especially during this segment, I finally got around to listening to this. I finally did something, Jerry. Finally listened to something. So... As usual, I finally took the time to listen to the October last year, 2023 album of Neil Francis, a group that we've talked about on this show before, and the album was called It's All a Bit Fuzzy. I don't know why I haven't. I think part of the reason was I just discovered Neil Francis pretty much this time last year. In my trip to New York City, I heard a lot of their music and I was like, dude, I've never heard this stuff before. So by the time October rolled around and this album came out, I was still listening to older stuff, trying to get caught up. This album is really, really good, man. There's a couple of tracks on here. I had the name of it in mind, but one of the artists on the track on the song is Dreamcast Moe. That they do a song with. And I love Dreamcast Moe, who I've mentioned on Modern Brews and Beats in past episodes. So the album's only 10 tracks. And you know, I love a good 10 track album. Get me in, get me out.
Right.
Dude, this is, I was impressed. I was at the gym trying not to start dancing in the middle of the gym the other day as I was listening to this. And so shout out to Neil Francis. It's All a Bit Fuzzy. And what really got me to listen to it, they made a deluxe album that came out like last week of this album.
Okay.
So they added like 4 or 5 remixes at the bottom. So it was kind of like a reminder, notification. Hey, Anthony, listen to this album. Here's the deluxe. You're going to listen to this album. So I finally got around to listen to the album.
So were there some songs where you preferred the remixes over the original versions?
No, I like the originals just because I really honed in on those first 10. Before I went to those extra 4 or 5 remix tracks, but and Neil Francis songs, most of their songs they're not long at all, so it was a lot of, let me go back and hear that was really good. I prefer the originals a little bit more than the remixes, but hey, who knows, I could acquire a taste for those remixes in the next few months, especially here in the summertime where I'm really kind of just all over the place about music.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Neil Francis, It's All a Bit Fuzzy as my beats of the week, man.
I need to listen to more of their music. I mean, honestly, I got so stuck on the Rare Silk sample that they used for the song Dancing that kind of took all my mind with Neil Francis. I mean, I still kind of go back through those mixes just because I love the Rare Silk song that they used called Storm, which was originally a Stanley Turrentine song. So what I've been listening to this week is actually the new release by Sananda Maitreya. Now, Sananda Maitreya may not be very familiar to listeners, at least in the U.S., but if they know the artist by their original name, Terrence Tripp Darby, they may be more familiar with that work. And so Sananda has been making, he's been living in Italy, and he's been making albums all through the 2000s. And this is his 13th record that just dropped, the Pegasus Project, Pegasus and the Swan. It's definitely a pop rock record. And he's always said he's a huge Beatles fan, so you could hear that influence of the Beatles. I wouldn't say it's a rip off of the Beatles or anything like that, but definitely you hear the inspiration in the sound. It's got some orchestral treatment from Budapest Art Orchestra. And I think it's a really good thing. Now, one of the things I find interesting about Sananda's writing is there is a level of mysticism. There's also a level of levity to it. And like one of the songs on there is Mr. Magoo. Actually get the actual name of the song. When I hear Mr. Magoo in the title, you know, I have to laugh. Yes, it's called Mr. Magoo, the Insurrection Song. You know, I'm thinking of the 1950s cartoon character. Yeah, so that alone.
Old dude, Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. Well, Jim Backus was doing the thing. So it automatically just, I like the song, and it's a hooky that sticks with me, but I do have to chuckle a little bit, just the fact that he said that. I'm thinking Mr. Magoo, gosh, I haven't thought about that in years. There's another song where it's called Bend Downs. And the chorus is, I've been down, 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 you know, just dealing with some stuff. And then he, of course, in this sort of dad joke way, comes around, you might as well call me Ben Downs. And I'm like going, wow, so on the nose. I mean, just, so it's a little bit, it's funny. It's one of the things I've kind of enjoyed as he's matured into a seasoned rock vocalist. And definitely is not interested in U.S. charts and all those particular things like that, because he's had his hits on those things under Terrence Trent D'Arby, and those records have been reissued as Sananda Maitreya. But he's got plenty of other new music, and I appreciate the fact that he's doing his thing. So that's been my beat of the week, the Pegasus Project, Pegasus and the Swan. Of course, I've been listening to a lot of other different new things, the new Childish Gambino and some other stuff like that, and I'll probably go into that on future episodes.
Yeah, that's nice. I need to get into, I know Childish Gambino came out with something, but I haven't went there yet to do it. Because with his music, man, it's so, you got to put your mind into it, man. And sometimes I just don't want the music, I just don't want to put all my mind into the music that I got to think and figure it out.
He does a really good job, though. I mean, even with Littlefoot Bigfoot, which has been the single that a lot of people have been hearing lately, he does a really good job in one of the things that you've mentioned you love, a lyric that's far more serious than what the melody would portray. You know, yes. You've got this really light pop song, but it's really a darker subject when you break it down. And I'm like, I love that. I love when I hear that. And yes, if I'm in the mood for breaking it down, I will do that. But sometimes I'm not. Just let it play and I'm jamming.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, it's true. It is true. So those are our beats of the week. Now we have a latest album review for this particular episode for 199, and I will let you set it up for this particular episode. And I'd love to know why you wanted to do it. I mean, I know it's 30 years old this year, but I'm curious for your specific reason why this album was something you wanted to tackle on this show.
Absolutely. Yes. So tonight, as Mr. NTX underscore beer mentioned, I am doing a late ass album review. I'm bringing it back. It's been a minute. But dude, so this album tonight is, it turned 30 years old, several weeks ago, in the month of April. It finally hit 30, dude. This album here came out in 1994. 1994 was this unique time period of mine where I was discovering music. I was very young at this time, man. And I'm hanging around older cousins who was jamming more Southern hip hop per se. But every now and then when you turn on the BETs and MTVs, you'll see a Jay-Z. Every now and then you'll see a Nas. Who is this Nas guy? And then as I got older, I discovered him more so when I was in college. I finally took the time and just sat down and listened to it. And what it took, honestly, it took an afternoon sitting on some patio in Denton, Texas, or some beer garden patio, and someone's turn on Illmatic and just jamming out to it while I'm drinking a beer. I'm like, damn, this is good music. Why have I never listened to Illmatic? Well, for one, I'm still heavy into my Memphis 3-6 Mafia 8-Ball MJG stuff. Mm-hmm. And so my ears weren't really tuned to this East Coast style of hip hop, even in the early 2000s. Again, 1994, man, I wouldn't have known what I was listening to at that time if I would have heard this album. But as I gotten older, man, do I appreciate this album so much. So tonight, again, as we say, I'm doing a late ass album review of Nas Illmatic. So, as our listeners know, Cool Tony D loves a nice, quick album. 10 tracks, Jerry. Illmatic. 10 tracks.
No filler.
No filler, man. And Jerry, guess what? No skits.
Hallelujah. No. You know I hate skits.
No. Okay, let me say no real skits. Now, there is an intro track called The Genesis on here, which is the number one track on here.
Mm-hmm.
But it has a little beat to it, and it's pretty. It's a setup song to get you to number two. So it's called The Genesis, and it's only like a minute 45 seconds or so.
Yeah.
Just to set you up to track two, New York State of Mind. New York State of Mind, dude. This is when you hear the beat. This beat reminds you of that hardcore street New York hip hop. That early 90s East Coast. This could be, and I'm guessing maybe at the time, and maybe it still is, one of those New York anthem songs. We know in the rap community, there's cities who have these anthem songs. For example, in Dallas, Big Tuck, Southside's the Realest, which is so weird when SMU's football team is running out to Southside's the Realest. I'm like, come on, dude, y'all are in Highland Park. Chill out. That's another story for another day. Half of them probably never even heard of Big Tuck, but don't let me get on that soapbox. But anyway, every city has an anthem. And I feel maybe 1994 and maybe still now in many parts of New York City and all the boroughs, this was an anthem. So track two, New York State of Mind, classic, 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 classic. Number three. So we just went real quickly. Genesis was an intro track. New York State of Mind was track two. Track three. Man, Jerry, I love this freaking song. This track is actually one of the rare songs on this album that's only two verses. And as people know here on Modern Brews and Beats, Tony loves the three verse songs. Give me three verses. Oh, I'm in it to win it. But this song here, track three, Life's a Bitch. Yes, that is the name of the track, and I'm sure it is a classic track. Many people have already heard it, but dude, so good, man. It's a vibe, man. Now, what they talk about, the lyrics are some serious things, but the song is a vibe, dude. It really, really is, as we just talked about with Childish Gambino. AZ, a rapper, a New York rapper named AZ, whose famous song is called Sugar Hill. AZ starts, he's the first verse on this track. In fact, this was the track, the album that introduced AZ to the world. Fun fact here, Cool Tony D actually has the AZ album with the single Sugar Hill. That's the extended plays of it that I found in New York City last year when I went. So I'm a fan of AZ. I need to dive deeper into his music. And maybe, hell, who knows, maybe I'll get around to it. But, dude, I love it. I love this track, man. All the lyrics, the chorus, everything about it. Now, it's going to be interesting how I describe this album at the very end, so stay tuned to that.
I'm very interested. that's always the fun part about the Late House album reviews is your description of this type of album. So I'm looking
absolutely forward to it. I'm excited to tell everybody about it. That is track three, Life's a Bitch. Track four, The World Is Yours. Dude, this song here. Okay, so if I had to number them, there are three tracks on this album that I love. Track three, as I just mentioned, that is probably my second favorite track on the album. Track four is my third favorite track on the album, The World Is Yours. Especially the part in that verse when he says, I'm out for presidents to represent me. I love that because I've heard that thing sampled so many times in other music. This track can be played literally in any setting, Jerry. This is one of those tracks that I think of craft beer when I hear this song, because in recent years, I seem to always be sipping a craft beer somewhere when I hear this song being played in the background, whether that's here in Arkansas or somewhere in Texas. I love this song. Man, this is almost a 5-minute song, Jerry. This is a strong three-verse track, man. 4 minutes and 51 seconds. The World Is Yours. Track five, another beautiful song called Halftime, dude. This is a good song. Not my favorite, but good. Strong lyrics, Jerry. Nas is coming hard with this, man. And another song, just like track four, The World Is Yours, Halftime here at number five can be played. It's a vibe, man. It is a good vibe that it's a start to finish album, but this is also one of those albums you can just skip to a track and just vibe out to it. This is that great of an album, man. 4 minutes and 21 seconds long, man. He's putting in work with these lyrics. For a debut album, that's all you really want, man. And this was before the time where artists could just drop a single once a month and then they'll put an EP together. And you're like, well, I already heard these songs. So why you put this out as an EP or something? But Halftime, fantastic track. That's track five. We're halfway through, Jerry. I'm already at track six right now.
Nice.
Track six, Memory Lane. I got to use the word vibe again, dude. Four, five, and six, even starting at track three. After we get past the anthem of New York State of Mind, track three, four, five, and six, all a damn vibe, dude. This is the sweet spot right here, Jerry. We're in the sweet spot. There, man, I'm telling you, you can put this album on and you're going to vibe out so good to it. It's going to go by so fast because, again, this album is less than 40 minutes long.
And see, when you say vibe, though, I get a different feel for vibe. Like, when I think of vibe, I think a lot of the music of late, music that the singers aren't exactly like emoting. They're just sort of like going on or, okay. You know, so when you say this is a vibe, what exactly do you mean?
Yeah. So what I mean when I'm saying it's a vibe, it's a hip hop vibe where a person is rhyming so well, they're hitting all the marks, man. And you're just like, wow, like you're just like, you're in it. You're here. Your head is just bobbing to it. Everything is rhyming. Everything is flowing so smoothly. There's no hiccups, no interruptions. No, the song didn't change on you awkwardly and weird. It's one of those kind of hip hop vibes.
Okay. So, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I mean. When I talk about this album and the vibes, that this album gives me. So that's Memory Lane. That's track six. Let's see. Next one. Next track, One Love. Now, Jerry, at the time in 1994, if you have Q-Tip on a record on your album, hey, man, that is a stamp of approval from hip hop heads and everybody, because everybody loves Q-Tip. I don't care if you are a hardcore gangster rapper or you like to joke around and kind of kid like De La Soul. Everybody loves Q-Tip. Even if Q-Tip is just doing the chorus. He's not even rapping on here. He's just doing the chorus. One love, one love. That's all he says the whole song. And dude, it is a good song. It's not my favorite on here, but it is a really good song. And it's just cool to have that stamp of approval. Like, hey, Q-Tip stamped Nas's approval on Illmatic. I totally forgot Q-Tip did a song with Nas on Illmatic. Until I remembered 2 weeks ago when I started playing this album again. So I thought that was really dope, man. That Q-Tip, man, I tell you, dude, he can almost be a godfather in the hip hop game with everybody he's influenced. So shout out to him. Shout out to this track, One Love. Dude, this track is 5 minutes and 26 seconds, and it doesn't seem like it. That's another part of a vibe. These are long tracks, man. He's given us 4.5 minutes, at least 4 minutes on a lot of these tracks. So he's digging in, and you don't even realize it till the track's over. You're like, damn, I'm going to go back and hear it again. So that's One Love. That's track seven. Track eight. One Time for Your Mind. It's only 3 minutes, 19 seconds. I want to test this song out. I need to test this. Check me out here when I say I need to test this song out. We're still in a sweet spot here, man. I was listening to it the other day, and I was like, damn, I wonder if I could. People do beer, food matching, pairing, food and beer pairings.
Yes, they can do music pairing, too. Absolutely.
They can.
You can. Okay, yeah, absolutely. There are Beers and Bars podcast, a lot of other podcasts that will do beer and music pairings,
man,
for sure.
Man, I was thinking this song right here, One Time for Your Mind, some type of like a hazy IPA. Like, dude, I was just feeling everything about this song, man. It was almost not a hypnotic, but that's all I could think about. I was like chilling with a nice, not even like a session IPA, maybe like a hazy. I want something with some body to it, a little something to it. And dude, this song just gives me that vibe, and I want to test it out. I don't know when I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to drink an IPA and listen to this song.
You should do that. I mean, even if it's a sessionable session IPA, right?
Absolutely.
I would love to hear more of your beer music pairings. That would be kind of cool. With the albums you review. So not only you would talk about the type of album it is, you know, you have your description for that, but what beer or beers would you enjoy with this album?
Absolutely. That'll be something. Yeah. You and I could do. Yeah. That'd be really cool, man. So yeah, that's one time for your mind, 3 minutes, 19 seconds. We're at track eight. Now we go to track nine, Represent. The cool thing I like about this song, similar to track two, New York State of Mind, Represent, it to me, this song, just listen to the lyrics alone, he's just giving credit and shout-outs to, not necessarily shout-outs, but he's giving great stories about where he's from, the Queensboro buildings, which is the projects in Long Island City in Queens. And just what his environment growing up, and I thought it was really cool. And given that the shout outs to obviously people we don't know, but people he knows in his community that made an influence on him, whether they're drug dealers or whatnot, they could be preachers and pastors. I don't know who he was shouting out, but he was representing. And I like this track, because I feel like at this time in hip hop, all hip hop songs had some type of represent track where they were giving a shout out back home to where they were from. So whether it's a jam or not, these songs were made on purpose to make sure those people get shouted out on an album that others can hear. So I thought that was really, really cool. So that's track nine, Represent. We are at track 10, the final track, man. And Jerry, this is my favorite song on the album. I'm going to tell you why. Angie, I'm going to tell you why this is my favorite on this album. For one, it ain't hard to tell just from the way it comes on, man. The moment it comes on, my head just starts bopping. Next, Nas just jumps into it, rapping. And then you hear my favorite song being sampled. So Michael Jackson's Human Nature is my favorite Michael Jackson song. This, It Ain't Hard to Tell, this is it, man. I love this song, man. It ain't hard to tell. Mm-hmm. Just because of the Human Nature sample in it, dude. I can't lie. This song has been in my phone for 20 years, Jerry. Probably back when I had the flip phones. Hell, I don't remember. But I love all this song just because of that sample. So yeah, real quick, let's stick my head outside, Jerry. Hold on. I don't think I hear tornado sirens because there's nothing going on right now. But I know storms are approaching, but you can cut that out the show, dude. I was like, what is that? Button noise. Anyway, so that is Kool Tony D's late ass album review of Nas's Illmatic. Now, real quick, how is Tony going to describe this album? Mm-hmm. Now, this is the drum roll everybody's been waiting for, and this is what it is. From the time you pull the box out the freezer and you're looking at it to the time you finally unwrap it and take a bite of it, this is the classic ice cream sandwich, man. You can't go wrong with it, Jerry. I don't care what brand it is. They all taste the same. And that first initial bite, bam, that chocolate mixed in with that vanilla in the middle and that bottom, that sandwich at the end, that little chocolate at the end. Oh, man, I don't even like ice cream like that. In fact, if I do, the bathroom's calling me an hour and a half later, dude.
That's too bad.
Man, this is the classic ice cream sandwich. So that is how I describe it.
Are you saying it like a sandwich in terms of like it has this certain... I'm curious what you're calling like the vanilla part of it and what's the chocolate, the strong edges?
Absolutely. It's New York State of Mind. So the genesis, the intro... That is you grabbing the box, man, putting it in the cart. That New York State of Mind, that's the first layer of chocolate, man, because that is a shout-out song to an anthem. I love chocolate sometimes. And I feel like that's that first bite where it ain't hard to tell at the very, very end. That's that finished chocolate at the bottom where everything else in the middle, as I was saying throughout this review, is the sweet spot, man, because this whole album is a vibe, dude. Life from Life's a Bitch, The World is Yours, Halftime, Memory Lane, One Love with Q-Tip. All those are vibes, man. And that's that middle. That's the middle part of that sandwich, dude. Fantastic. This is the classic ice cream. You can't go wrong, Jerry. Any brand from Great Value to...
Well, you can go wrong. No, you can go wrong. Someone say, I hear what you're saying. I hear what your heart's saying, but I'm like,
I'm feeling in my heart, Jerry.
Yeah, if the ice cream in the middle ain't popping, you might be at the restroom quicker than you thought.
Yeah, no joke about that, man. No joke.
But that's cool. Thank you very much for this late-ass album review of Nas Illmatic. You know, you mentioned Q-Tip. I mean, come on, that's the Native Tongues Collective. Yes. You know, that collective was definitely influential for a lot of hip hop acts, with News of the New School and of course Tribe and De La Soul, Jungle Brothers. You know, just a lot of influence there for a lot of New York hip hop artists. So, well, artists from all over, right? So, I appreciate it. This is a sweet late ass album review for $1.99. So. When you are talking about different albums and different things, by the way, have you heard the new Nas single?
I have not yet. I have not.
Okay. I know we spoke about it on the episode with Illmatic Orchestra, you know, with, and so I definitely wanted to check that out because it's pretty solid. So where can they find you when you're on the internet and you're talking music? Maybe talking sports. I know right now a lot of people are rooting on for the Mavs and the Stars and,
said it,
and
man.
Stuff like that. So,
yeah. Please follow me at Kool Tony D. That's KOOTONYD. Man, Jerry, it makes me sad because the team that I freaking love the most can't win a big game for nothing. But yet these other teams in the city, they're kicking ass. And I like them. But I don't love them, but I like them.
Sure.
Except the Rangers. I do love the Rangers. But the Mavericks and hockey and the Stars, I don't watch a lot of hockey, but I was watching hockey the other night.
Yeah.
Man, so it's so good to see your city teams win. But the team that you really, man, you'll do anything for them to win. They can't. All they can do is raise the prices of hot dogs and beer at the stadium, dude. That's all
messed up. That's messed up. All you got is a high price hot dogs
that's
and beer.
That's it, dude. And that's it. But yes, follow me at Cool Tony D. Also, check out my playlist on Spotify and SoundCloud, mm-hmm. where you will hear a couple of tracks of Illmatic on a lot of those playlists. So that's where they can find me. But where can they find you at, brother?
Man, I am at NTX underscore beer on all the social platforms, including Blue Sky. And the website is ntxbeer.net. Now, along with a few beer blogs on there and some other information that is around the shows, you will find the notes for all of the Modern Brews and Beats podcasts. We'd also appreciate you follow us on, excuse me, we appreciate if you follow us on Instagram. It's Modern Brews and Beats, all one phrase. On Twitter or X, it's M Brews Beats. So we definitely thank you for enjoying Modern Brews and Beats. This is episode 199. So we know what's coming up, some different fun things that are happening, 200 and on, and a few other interviews that we've got scheduled. We really appreciate everything that, I mean, I really appreciate when folks come up to me and they tell me they've listened to the show or they reference something in the show. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much. It's been 5 years of putting the show together. And, you know, Tony and I do this to really celebrate the craft beer community as well as the music around us. And so we always appreciate when other people are rocking with us. So thank you so much for that. And thank you for enjoying your favorite brews and your favorite beats, but please don't drive drunk. And let me tell you guys something. I know for a lot of people, they hear this show and they think, you know, it may seem a little Goody Two Shoes when I say that. Let me tell you something. I am talking to myself first, always. I'm talking to myself first as far as, you know, you go somewhere, you know, you have some things and you know, like I think one time Tony said, you have one too many of them things. And that definitely can happen. And so, you know, I always talk to myself first as well as you, because I can see you friends as you listen. Enjoy your favorite brews, enjoy your favorite beats, but please don't drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if someone else needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
Cheers.